Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Nagaland launches Sampurnata Apiyan for Aspirational District Kifire and Aku Haito Aspirational Block in Zonabuto. Chief Minister Nipiru underscores critical roles of administration and policy as backbone of governance. Minister B. Baiwan Konyak says state government has adopted proactive approach to ensure accessible and affordable health care. And Director General of Police Rupin Sharma outlines strategy to increase police patrol coverage in Nagaland. Now the news in detail. Niti Aayog launched Sampurnata Apiyan, a three-month campaign from today till 30th September, to undertake a sustained effort to achieve saturation of six key indicators in aspirational districts and aspirational blocks across the country. Along with the rest of the country, Nagaland launched Sampurnata Apiyan for aspirational district and aspirational blocks in the state. A launching program was held at Hopungkyu Memorial Hall in Aspirational District Kifire in the presence of Niti Aayog representatives, District Planning and Development Board members and NGOs. Addressing the program, MLA and Chairman of Kifire District Planning Development Board, C. Kikili Sangdam, urged the founder implementing agencies, concerned officers and departments to sincerely carry out their task and guidelines set by the central government to achieve the target. Kipili also called for transparency and accountability and periodic review of projects under aspirational district schemes. Short speeches were also delivered by representatives from Niti Aayog. Later, Deputy Commissioner Giffrey read out a pledge to mark the launch of the program. Awards for best performing activities under healthcare, ASHA workers and Anganwadi workers were also presented during the program. Meanwhile, Zonabuto District also launched Sampurnata Apiyan for Aku Haito Aspirational Block. Speaking on the occasion, Advisor for Water Resources to Niti Aayog India, Yukal Joshi said the central government has launched the Sampurnata Apiyan with the aim of improving service delivery and governance level in the most backward districts and blocks in the country. Chief Minister Nipiru today flagged off 35 Boleros, 300 bikes and two mobile forensic investigative vans aimed at enhancing law enforcement across Nagaland at police complex in Jumukedima. Addressing the program, Rio underscored the critical roles of administration and policy as the backbone of governance. He emphasized on Nagaland's recent economic strides, particularly in the private sector, but cautioned that such growth often accompanies increased challenges, including rising crime rates. Noting Dimapur as a focal point for addressing anti-social activities, Rio said securing Dimapur would contribute to overall safety in the state. Commending the Nagaland police for their dedication and achievements, the Chief Minister called for continued cooperation among the public administration and law enforcement agencies. Speaking on the occasion, Deputy Chief Minister Yantungo Button said that the new vehicles and equipments are not merely additions but a reaffirmation of the government's commitment to ensuring citizens' safety. He stressed the importance of comprehensive support for effective law enforcement, including trainings, adequate resources, and a conducive operational environment. Button reaffirmed the government's determination to uphold the Nagaland police as a leading force in the country. Minister for Health and Family Welfare, P. Baiwan Konyak, today said healthcare facilities in Nagaland have been significantly enhanced in all the district hospitals. The minister was speaking after launching the Eco India Partner training program in Kohima. He said today the state has TB and chest disease hospitals, mental health institute, community health centers, and the first medical college in Kohima. The minister also informed that construction of Mon Medical College is in full swing and laying of foundation stone for nursing college in Kohima and Mon are in the pipeline, emphasizing that the state government has adopted a proactive approach to ensure health care that is accessible, affordable and available to all at the right time and in the right place. Bai Wong said one of the key initiatives in this endeavor is the Chief Minister's health insurance scheme, designed specifically for the people of Nagaland. He mentioned that this scheme was launched in collaboration with the central government's Ayushman Bharat scheme, which is a significant step towards achieving Nagaland's 2030 Sustainable Development Goal, which was launched in August 2021. The minister further informed that the Department of Health and Family Welfare is contemplating to introduce more services under the Chief Minister's Health Insurance Scheme in the days to come. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Director General of Police Nagaland Rupin Sharma today outlined a new strategy for police patrols in the state. Addressing a press conference at Police Complex Chumukedima, Sharma said the strategy focuses on Indian Reserve IR and Nagaland Armed Police NAP personnel who will now conduct patrols in shorter shifts of 6 to 8 hours per day. He said this adjustment aims to increase coverage across Nagaland with plans to check vehicles at 150 to 200 locations simultaneously. Sharma urged cooperation of the public during these checks, acknowledging potential inconveniences such as brief stops at certain points. The DGP emphasized that the element of surprise in patrols is crucial to catch criminals off guard, enhancing overall security measures. He encouraged citizens to actively participate by reporting criminal activities, underscoring the community's role in maintaining safety. Sharma assured that refinements would be made to minimize public inconvenience while optimizing patrol effectiveness. Deputy Commissioner of Newland District, Sarah S. Tremere, today administered oath to the newly elected members of Newland Town Council. Later, the members unanimously elected Kakeka Zimomi as the chairman and Visheli Zimo as the vice chairman. In the recent concluded ULP election, the Newland Town Council, out of 9 wards, BJP won 6 and independent candidate won 3 seats. Meanwhile, Deputy Commissioner of Dimapur, Dr. Dino Jungshi Chang, administered oath of affirmation to the 11 members of East Dimapur Town Council. The ceremony was attended by Advisor for Industries and Commerce, Hegani Chakalu, and other officials. A two-day Eco India partner launched training for health officials of Nagaland got underway at Kohima today. The training will impart the Eco model to the district health officials, emphasizing capacity building and strengthen health care system of the state. During the inaugural session, State Health Minister P. Baiwan Konyak released the Eco India Handbook on strengthening healthcare system in Nagaland and Northeast India through partnership and innovation. Mission Director, National Health Mission, Directorate of Health and Family Welfare, Dr. Akur Sorhia said the state has found an unwavering partner in Eco India whose unique and visionary model facilitated the transfer of knowledge without the need to move people. She said this collaboration ensures that healthcare providers in the remotest area receive mentorship and can discuss their cases with specialists located in different districts of the state and even across the nation. Highlighting on the overview of the Project ECO, Chief Operating Officer ECO India, Surojit Chaturaj, expressed its commitment to enhancing high-quality healthcare accessibility in Nagaland, adding that Eco India's mission is to facilitate healthcare across access through innovative approaches supported by government bodies to foster sustainable healthcare development. Eco India, established in 2008, is a non-profit trust that focuses on bringing equity primarily in the fields of healthcare and education through capacity building of healthcare practitioners and educators. And now, trend news, here are the headlines again. Nagaland launches Sampurnada Abhiyan for Aspirational District Kifere and Akuhaito Aspirational Block in Zanupato. Chief Minister Nipiro underscores critical roles of administration and policing as backbone of governance. Minister B. Baiwan Konyak says state government has adopted proactive approach to ensure accessible and affordable health care. And Director General of Police Rupin Sharma outlines strategy to increase police patrol coverage in Nagaland. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.